It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor.
All right, Billy.
And me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. He's picking on me. He's picking on me. And also, featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. U, good morning, and more on you and the company later. Welcome to our show here today, folks, on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday, and as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things sports. The players, the games, plus the business side, and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. Yankees, Yankees. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know it, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And we want to get audience participation, right, guys? The studio hotline is open as well. 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282. And with that, hello, guys. Welcome. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Hey, good morning there, Jim. What a day of sports yesterday was, and our New York Yankees are going to the World Series.
Yay!
First time in 15 years.
Oh, my God. Got to open with that story.
Of course, of course.
Oh, my God. What a game. What a series.
Right? Yep. Down 2-0. And Mr. MVP, Giancarlo Stanton, ties it. And Juan Soto with the three-run bomb and the top of the 10th. And
it closed out. It was an unbelievable game. What a series in Cleveland. The three games in Cleveland were just amazing.
Right? Yeah, very old nail-biting games. Close games all in Cleveland. And Yankees prevailed.
I'm sure, Billy, you got to see them too. What's your thoughts?
Absolutely. I'm so proud of the Yankees, and I thought it was just a great, great way they're playing. They're doing all the little things they need to do, and it's just a fun time of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, sports-wise, oh, my own. It's like there's so many games on because, you know, we're obviously going to start and analyze the Yankees here. We've got a special guest coming on in a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk that as well. But we also have the Mets going, too. So, right?
Yeah, we got the Mets tonight.
And the Mets are back at it again tonight in L.A. at 8 o'clock tonight with their chance now to send it to a seventh game. What do you guys think about that?
Well, you know, the question I have, Jim, is a lot of, and I'm in different places. I was all over last week. And
right.
People are saying that they don't want a New York World Series.
Yeah.
They don't want the Yankees. It would be good for New York and New Jersey,
yeah.
But it's not good for the world. And that's what they're saying to me.
Right. Yeah, I think the rest of the country could care less about the New York teams, but in this area, it'll be huge.
Right. We were just talking that before we came on the air. And, and it's been proven a fact also, I guess it was 2000. Subway Series. The ratings are not big because it's New York teams.
Right. The New York media had a lot of, their ratings were through the roof, but the national was very low.
Right. Because the rest of the country hates us.
So, you know, MLB and Fox is definitely rooting for the Dodgers.
Right, and when you've got the Dodgers as the potential other team.
The two biggest markets.
Right, and, you know, and also the guys on the teams, too. You know, the Judge Ohtani matchup. And
yeah, they're all the commercials, right? There's always, they do the previews, and it's just your show, Ohtani and Judge, and they've been doing that for weeks now, so it's not just because the end. So you know that's what they want. They want the two biggest stars.
Right.
Two biggest home run hitters to go head-to-head.
Right. So there's so much going on with that. It's exciting. But, yeah, I can't wait for those games today, right? Who's pitching tonight for the Mets?
The Mets is Manaea.
Manaea.
That's their ace.
Right. He's become the ace, right? And is it Walker?
I believe some
bullpen.
Is a bullpen game. Jack, our behind the glass engineer today, he's Mr. Met.
I hate those bullpen games.
I know. And she said it's a bullpen game for them. So I know. I don't like all that stuff, you know.
But then they only let your pitcher go, what, 5 innings? Like, all right, that's good enough. Let's get to the bullpen.
Yeah. Right?
It's ridiculous.
That's like even Rodon last night, as we go back a little, you know, to last night's game. He went 4 1/3. I thought he did okay, but...
I did, too, but never... Because I guess Kansas City had that little... he was doing great for 4 innings, and all of a sudden he just blew up and got rocked.
Right.
I think they were trying to not have that happen again. But, no, I think they got to go these starters a little longer, but... I mean, they're in it. How much can we criticize them?
It's a different story, Billy, for a different time, but the way they use pitchers now, it's just totally foreign to us older folk, right?
Us older guys.
Right?
I love it, though. I really do. I love it.
It's but just the way they do it now, though, right? It's like these guys, you know, and the starting pitchers make so much money, too. They get paid to be starters. You know, and they're saying to the, you know, you hear the announcers going, okay, we just need to get 4 or 5 innings out of these guys.
Yeah, that's they're ecstatic with that. They're ecstatic with 4 innings, maybe 5.
Right.
And then we go to the bullpen. It's a different time.
I don't have that.
And if you think about this playoffs, there's really not that one pitcher, maybe except for Cole, that's that ace that you know.
Right.
You're almost guaranteed to win whatever. You know, you don't have that as many. You used to have, like, all them big stars.
Right. Yeah, he's the one guy. I see what you're saying.
Right,
he's the one guy. Like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, the Mets don't have it. Cleveland didn't have a guy like that.
Right. I don't think Dodgers do either, right?
No, Dodgers don't either. No.
Okay. Ohtani next year, but yeah.
But yesterday the Yankee back to the game. Yankee bullpen was unbelievable.
How about the Weaver? The job Weaver's done since he became closer.
But, you know, they after the 4 1/3, then you had Tim Hill came in. Tim Hill, the left.
He's been great in the playoffs.
He was fantastic, right? And a guy that really has been underrated, and we're going to bring him up, but is Tommy Kahnlen.
Oh, I think he's very underrated, yeah.
You know, he's done an incredible job, too, you know.
I don't think he threw any other pitch but a changeup yesterday.
Right. They kept talking about that.
Right.
Like 13 straight changeups or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? And then how about this guy? And actually, you told me this. And then Jake Cousins came in. And he did that. And he's related to what?
It's funny how his last name is Cousins. And he's related to Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. But he's their cousins.
Yeah, well, are they kissing cousins?
I don't know about that, Jim.
It's a great Elvis movie, but you wouldn't know that.
Before my time.
But right, Billy, I mean, these bullpen pitchers were incredible last night.
Yeah, but I think that's where we are now in the world of baseball because, as you said before, you know, a guy wants to get a starting pitcher to go 4 or 5 innings.
Right.
And I think that's kind of pathetic because they're paid the highest amount of money. It's almost like the running back against the quarterback now. I mean, think about what they're paying these pitchers and they only go 5 innings. I think that's pathetic.
I agree.
I agree, too. Yeah, absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing to make the money they make and they're not asked to really go, you know.
No, that's six, maybe 7, but yeah, some of them 4 or 5 innings. It's, you know.
But then there was so many things that happened, right? Let's just get into this. We're waiting for our guest, Mr. Todd Frazier. Hopefully, Todd's going to be calling in. I know he's
Godfather.
I know he's running all over the place, so Todd said he would give us a call in, so we're trying to wait for him to see. But, well, obviously, we've got to talk about that game. You know, it was an amazing part of the game last night. Was and they even talked about it, the announcers on the game. By the way, I really like Brian Anderson on TBS. I like the play-by-play guy. I think he's really good.
Yeah, he's okay.
I enjoy him. He does basketball as well. But at any rate, they were talking about the fact that the middle infielders this series have been playing really good, including Gleyber Torres.
Gleyber had outstanding series.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, And the Indian combination of second and shortstop, too. Those guys played great, you know?
Except for a couple of plays.
Well, and then we were getting into it. And then so they made some great plays to shut down Yankee rallies, double plays and things like that. And then what happens? That was before Giancarlo's homer, right?
Yes.
So the Yankees get a guy on base. He hits it to the shortstop who flipped it to the second baseman or vice versa.
Second baseman flipped it to him.
Yeah.
And he dropped it.
Right. And he dropped the ball. And
he's a Gold Glove finalist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was unbelievable, you know? So that's what happens. It extends the inning, and then Giancarlo comes up, you know, and then the drama is just so intense.
Oh.
You could feel it in the stadium.
Thank you.
We're sitting at home. It's just everybody, you know, I guess Judge came up before that. He didn't do anything.
No.
Right?
I think he struck out. Or a fly ball to right field. Either one.
Right, right. And then Giancarlo, who's just been a beast.
MVP.
Oh, my gosh. So he gets two strikes even on him, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Judge's homer the other night was also, I mean, I think Stanton or Judge's both were two strikes last time.
Right. And then, right, Billy, then he hits that shot. Oh, man, when Giancarlo hits it, it's like you don't even.
You know it's gone.
And you know it's gone, right?
Yeah, but the clutch situations, he came to in the clutch, and a lot of people didn't like him because of his money, but I was impressed yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't like him because of the money, and he was always injured, whatever, but you knew what kind of talent he was, and now he's, you know, healthy, and he's been carrying him actually in the playoffs, basically carrying the offense in the playoffs.
So that was 446 feet, 446 shots. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I mean, we had a little party going on at our house, and everybody in the whole New York area, I'm sure, was doing the same thing. And it was like, wow, this was amazing, you know?
Yeah.
But that was just part of it. So now that gets us to 2-2. I mean, it's just back and forth. It's a beauty. And the pitchers, like we said, they're getting in and out of this game, you know. And Aaron Boone, credit to Aaron. He had a great series. I thought Aaron had a great series. You know, if you like him or not, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I thought he did. Obviously, he made it to the World Series, so he's doing something right. And I think, he did.
He gets picked on a lot.
He does get a lot of criticism, right. Absolutely. Maybe deliveries are so back in the day, but right now they're riding high. Him and Cashman probably saved their jobs, too.
I think so. I think Boone had to get to the World Series to save his job. I really do.
Yeah, at least. Maybe he didn't even win it.
And but anyway, so... These guys come in, they make all these different changes, you know, and then Giancarlo hits it. Now it's 2-2, and you've got relief pitchers coming in. I don't even know where these guys are from. There's another guy for the Yankees, Mayak, whatever his
name is. Mizer, I think, Mazer.
Lefty, another lefty.
The lefty, yeah.
I don't even know where these guys are coming from.
Well, he was from Toronto, but yeah, I hear you.
Yes, he was. He was from Toronto. Very good. And, you know, so they're back and forth. And here suddenly, now we get to like the ninth inning and
extra innings.
And then all of a sudden we go to extra innings. And it's like, you know, and then who got on before Soto? Glaber, I think, right? Because he's top of the order.
Top of the order, yeah.
Right? I know. What happened, Billy? Talk to me. I don't remember now.
Verdugo, maybe? No, it was...
Right.
It was Wells, and then they pinch ran Wells for Dominguez.
Right. Dominguez came in. Yeah.
So he was on second.
Yeah.
Once he got to second, they needed more speed, so they put Dominguez in case it was a single.
Right, right. So they got the two guys on base, and then Soto comes up. Now, Juan's been okay. He's had a good series, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but he didn't have his shining moment yet.
No, nope, not until last night.
Right? And then all the...
So
all of a sudden, boom, 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 Juan Soto hits a blast. It kind of did dead center, I think.
Maybe a little to the right, but yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you talk about erupting. Blast it kind of did dead center, I think.
Oh,
my God. I mean, you talk about erupting.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, that was like, you jumped out of your seat and almost hit the ceiling, and you're like, this is once.
I mean, these games are just unbelievable.
Just so you know, Billy's at the airport, so it's really noisy. Yeah,
Juan Soto, you're like, oh, there's, like you said, his shining moment. As a, not that he was, he had a great season, great playoffs. He was being great. Not, no problem with Juan Soto. But then he does that,
right.
Even puts him up into that other class, you know?
And you have to love people, right? Because anybody that follows this whole Yankees Juan Soto story, you know, the money that
right.
this guy's going to be offered. Based on what the Judge and then Ohtani got, you know, they're talking Soto is a free agent next year. And they say, okay, so he keep, you know, they were talking by the time he
came. Next year, you're talking about in 2 weeks.
When he came to the Yankees, it was $300 to $400 million. What's it going to take?
Now it's they're talking about $600.
Then halfway through the season, it's $500, and now you see people in the stands and the people are writing checks. They have
yeah,
checks
yeah.
with the $600 million paid to the order of Juan Soto.
Yep,
and $600 million, and you can't even fit all the zeros on a $600 million check.
No, that's a lot of zeros.
So he hits this home run. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You almost want these games to start it right away because they're kind of hot.
And, right, Billy? And I don't know if you were traveling or did you get to see the whole ending with Soto? It was amazing.
Yes, I did. I think this may make Soto come back to the Yankees. I was worried that he may not come back, but what's happening over this week, he seemed like he's having a good time, and I think he may come back to the Yankees, which I didn't know before.
Right. I agree with you. I think he's loving this story now. He really feels part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he does, too. But money talks, though. If the Mets come in with a lot more money, he'll go to but the Mets have to outbid the Yankees by a lot, I think.
Yeah.
For him to leave New York, the Yankees. But I think he wants to be a Yankee also.
So right away you think it's the Mets are going to be the ones talking to Soto, huh?
But who else? Who else is out there that's going to get that much money?
Well, you mean the Cleveland Indians aren't going to offer the $600 million?
The Pirates? The Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, they got that great pitcher.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be a Yankee soon.
Yeah, we'll sign him. The Yankees will sign him. Paul Levesque.
Skeens. Well, yeah, that guy's amazing.
Because we need another pitcher, so we'll get one. But I mean, again, and unfortunately, Todd's running late here, so we're just going to keep talking about these games. If he comes in, great. But and anybody else that wants to call, the hotline is open 732 545-9282. So we'll see what happens. Okay. But at any rate, I mean, the games before that, the night before, was the ultimate game with the Indians, right? The Yankees are up ninth inning, right?
Yeah.
They bring up that they're up, was it 5-3 at that point? I know, I'm mixing
it
all up.
Yeah, I think, all these games, they go together.
But we get to the ninth inning, right? And then it's just about done. And what happens, that rookie kid, they put this rookie, he's like the last bat on the bench.
Yeah.
And he comes in, and two, boom, 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 two-run homer, ties the game.
That was, what was his name?
Yeah, whatever his name is. And I know.
Noel, I think. Noel? Yeah, something like that.
Noel, I think.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
And he's a beast. He's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
He reminds me of, like, Atlanta Brave guy, one of those big guys that they have, too, that first
option. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
He did that a few years ago for the Braves when he was, like, a rookie. He came back. I forget his name, too.
But yeah, Noel, that was a shot.
My God. Right.
And that was off Weaver, right? Weaver's only hiccup all playoffs, you know?
Right. I'm sorry, who was off?
I think it was off Weaver, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then the extra inning home run. And then they came in, and that was Fry.
Yeah, Fry.
David Fry then comes in the extra innings. And that was against Clay Holmes.
Yes, that was against Clay Holmes, yes.
Right, because they didn't want to waste Weaver. Right, Weaver gave up the home run in the ninth.
Right.
And tied the game, and then they didn't want to keep pitching Weaver. So they brought Holmes in, who's Mr. By the way. Yeah.
Wait, I mean, a lot of Yankees fans are saying that. That was Holmes' only bad spot in the playoffs. I get it, when he was a closer, he had 13 blown saves in the season. But when they moved his pitch to Weaver and Holmes went to be the setup man, without that pressure, I think it was with Holmes can't be the closer. But he was great as a setup man. I mean, not he gave up the homer, I get it. But that was his only blemish, I think, in the playoffs. So he's been pretty – I mean, I think he's getting a raw deal from Yankee fans.
Well, right, I agree. He made the transition,
right?
You know, because he's a professional. So he lost the closer job, so he still did what he did. But I'm just talking about the fact that he gave the home runs. He's always given up home runs. And he gave up 13 homers this year.
No, I'm saying, but that was a lot of it was a closer role. Now without the, that pressure, I think
I don't
he's.
Care what he did. He gave up 13 homers.
I hear you, but he's been really good in the playoffs.
I know that, but that's a lot of home runs.
So
no matter who,
I hear you.
Right, and then what happens in extra innings?
Let it go, Jim. Let it go. It's we're in the World Series. You know?
And we got an hour to kill, so you got to talk, okay? That's a lot of home runs, man.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
it was.
I'm not his biggest fan.
Don't worry. So. We'll talk to him in the offseason and work on that. Let's win the World Series first.
But that was an incredible game. The whole three games in Cleveland were absolutely amazing.
All nail biters, all close games.
Right, and we'll get into it after. I think we are due a break at this point. And we're going to go out, try to get our act together over here, figure out what we're doing, what subject is next. We want to keep going to the Yankees, but we do have another New York baseball team to talk about as well. But why don't we take our break, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y, SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
And we are back live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios in Somerset, New Jersey. It's the JT and BT Express Show, all things sports. Billy Taylor, Jim Totten, myself, you Coffee, our wonderful sponsor, you. Thank you always.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
In the show. We're having a great time with it, right?
Absolutely.
What a year to be doing this. It's incredible what's going on.
Couldn't pick a better year, right? You know what I mean? With all these sports.
And New York sports has just been, oh, my gosh.
Right. Absolutely.
It's so great, you know. But so we got some people calling in, too. I think we've got Buddy. We've got Buddy on line two. Hello, Buddy.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, Buddy?
All right. You're here with Billy Taylor, you Coffee, and myself. What's going on out there in this crazy
buddy.
World?
Yankee Dynasty. That's what we're talking about.
What a few games in Cleveland this weekend, Buddy, right?
Unbelievable. Crazy. Edge of the seat, nail biters, everyone.
Every one of them. Every one of them. We're all staying up way past midnight.
Past our bedtimes, yes.
Absolutely. Pour me another cocktail.
Exactly.
That's another one, too, right? Exactly. Yeah. Especially knowing we had a
couple of points.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, they talked about Cleveland's middle infielders,
right.
You know, even in the first inning.
Right.
You know, a lot of criticism
right.
for our third base coach for sending Gaber with no outs.
Yes, yes.
But if you look at that play, they just made every cutoff was perfect. The throw home was perfect.
Right.
It had to be a perfect play to get out. So I'm okay with him sending them. Yeah, you can make the argument Judge is up, but You know, he really hadn't been doing too much to that point.
So, actually, right, buddy, you're making me think of that play. That throw by, that was the second baseman. That was the relay throw, right, from the second baseman?
Right, right.
That was one of the greatest throws I've ever seen from a relay guy, right?
It was incredible. It was like... You know,
remember that throw? You,
yeah, no, you, listen, yes. I know a lot of Yankee fans were mad at that their base coach was saying that. But as Buddy said, that it took a perfect relay, perfect throws to beat him. And I think you do send him in that situation because it does, you know, obviously a relay like that, you know what I mean?
A little aggressive.
That way, any one of those throws a little bit off, he's safe, you know what I mean? So, and he, you have to tip your cap to the Cleveland and say, you know, you,
yeah.
I get it. You had the big guys coming after him, but still, I think you send him.
Right.
Yeah, I think you send a message.
Right.
You know, all right, we're going to be aggressive.
Right.
We're going after it.
Right.
We're going to put this to bed.
Yeah, good point, buddy. Good point.
Yeah. Another couple of things, you know, like everybody's getting on Wells for not hitting.
Right.
I mean, he had the one clutch homer.
Right, he did.
But his defense, I mean,
oh, yeah.
He smothered everything.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
You know, if he's going to hit 100 and get a clutch hit every once in a while, I think his defense is worth keeping him in the game.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree because I was a Trevino fan, too, at first, you know, before the playoffs. I was like, let's get Trevino in there. But Wells has really come on.
Yeah, you know? No, I always like Wilson Wells.
Yeah.
But, I felt the same way. Trevino's good defensive catcher, too. He can't throw anyone out, but he can frame and he can block, too. He's not a bad defensive catcher either, but Wells got to be in there. Wells is, you know, and he's your future, too. But
right. And Trevino did win Gold Glove and everything else, but he doesn't hit worth a lick.
No, he had that one half a year when he made the All-Star game, and then after that he hasn't hit since then.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you know who else, buddy, was finally got a little action last night? Verdugo. He was in the middle of a couple of the rallies there.
Yeah, he was.
Even that little dinky hit he got that went up the third baseline 50 feet or something, that was him.
And his defense ain't bad either. So, you know, I wanted Dominguez to start in left field, to be honest, if I'm being truthful.
Right.
But Verdugo was the way to go, and he's been, like you said, he's been chipping in and contributing.
Yeah, he's solid defensively, too. So he makes some spectacular catches, but he always makes the routine ones, too. He ran a couple of balls down in the alley. You know, so I'm okay with that, too. And, you know, what's interesting is some of the other guys, the less heralded guys, like Volpe. I mean, he's been a stud in the playoffs.
Right.
He doesn't get a whole lot of press. You know, he was up and down during the year. But he's been solid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the middle of every rally.
Billy, what are your thoughts on all these Yankees guys that we're talking about?
I'm just having a ball, to be honest with you. You know, I just and listen to this. I know you guys are talking about that, but I thought Cleveland played well enough to even represent. I like the fans at Cleveland. I think they really showed the baseball is missed out there.
And yes.
I just thought it was an outstanding situation. I'm kind of shocked that the Yankees, you know, did what they did because they did it with small ball, even though they did hit some home runs. So I like that part of it because that will allow you to have a chance in the World Series against the Dodgers or whomever.
Right.
Yeah, and the Yankees have been missing that for a couple of years now. So to get that small ball going is very good.
Right. Buddy, you're right, though. These guys, you know, some of the secondary Yankees, if you will, have made a difference for them, especially this weekend in Cleveland, you know?
Yeah, and their defense was solid.
Yes.
I mean, not as flashy as the Indian.
Right.
But, you know, their defense was solid.
And to Billy's point, exactly, the atmosphere in Cleveland, I mean, they have great fans, obviously. They're a great sports city. It was just rocking. I mean, you could just
Cleveland
tell.
Rocks.
Cleveland rocks. And actually, you know, just the background, last night was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, right. Cleveland. That's true. Yeah.
Because that was on HBO.
Ozzy.
It was Ozzy. Ozzy made it, too.
Yeah.
But so they had the Rock and Roll. But, buddy, you should have been in Cleveland last night, man. You know, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Have you looked at the tickets? Oh, my gosh.
What for the like, last night, man? You know, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Have you looked at the tickets? Oh my gosh!
What for the like, Yankee World Series or?
Yeah, World Series. Yeah, they're like for the cheap seats.
$1,268
Whoa.
Is what I paid for one seat.
Oh, my God. We're priced out already, right?
I know.
You know,
Jim's going to buy us all tickets. Don't worry.
Maybe Jack behind the glass here has got some pull.
Come on, buddy.
But just back, just the absolutely incredible games. It was amazing baseball, you know. Just
probably three of the best back-to-back-to-back games in a very long time.
I totally, right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
Because usually something happens and there's a blowout or something. Like, we're going to get into the Mets in a minute, too. And their series has been very up and down, right? It was 9-0 Dodgers, and the Mets won big, and then the Dodgers won again. And the Mets finally won 12-6 the other day, but, right. But they've been good games, though. They've been exciting, though. You know,
except for the blowouts. But yeah, the other games they've been good matchups and
like the Mets, because they had a win. You know, so we'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, buddy, so sound like you're a Yankees fan then. Very good.
Of course.
All right, buddy.
Is there any other team?
Buddy's one of our frequent callers, and Buddy is a marathon runner. God bless him. He has a great story. And I think you're going to be running in the New York City Marathon, right, Buddy?
Yes, sir. November 3rd.
Okay.
I'm going to call in from the road.
He did this a couple of years ago. It's really cool if you could do that.
That'd be awesome.
He
awesome.
Calls in from the starting line because it's right around when our show starts, right?
Right.
Exactly. And just to get a feel of what's happening at the marathon, buddy, that would be great.
That'll be the only marathon I ever will be attending or participating in. Good luck, buddy. Good luck on the run.
We like to get to the finish line where the Bloody Marys are going.
Right. Put a beer in front of you. I'll run. Let the carrot for the horse.
And there you go. There you go. But that'd be great, though. We'll talk about then before that happens in 2 weeks. Great, man.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right, buddy. Thanks
for
calling in.
Thanks for taking the call.
Good luck. Thanks for the call.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay. Another opinion on the Yankee games, right? Absolutely amazing. But as we go on here, Todd Frazier is running late, so we're going to carry on without Mr. Frazier. It's too bad because Todd is the perfect guest.
Yeah, Yankees, Mets.
Yankee and a Met, so he could have broken down both games, but we're going to do that.
Exactly.
Billy, what's your thoughts on the Mets-Dodgers? I don't know if Billy can hear us. Billy's got some things going on with his phone. Billy, we're seeing if you. What do you think of the Mets Dodgers tonight? I think we're losing.
Mets Dodgers, yes.
We're going to talk about Mets Dodgers, but the Mets hung on and survived.
Right now, but can they win two in a row in L.A. is the question. Right. I mean, I know as a Mets fan, you're saying. Just win tonight. We got one game at a time.
Exactly.
And that's how they got it. Every one pitch, one inning, one game.
And you really do have to play it that way, you know. Yeah. I mean, the Citi Field was awesome again the other day, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That was a 5 o'clock game, I think.
Yeah.
They, because, by the way, I love those 5 o'clock
I love 5 o'clock starts.
They are the because these 8 o'clock.
I had a Yankee fan say to me, oh, man, why we got to be the 8 o'clock the night game? Why we should be the 8 o'clock game, not the 5. I'm like, I'll take 5 o'clock every single day. Are you kidding me? That's a great time.
I mean, we know it's ratings, so they always want the Yankees. The Mets, too, but the Yankees get top ratings.
Right.
So they always want them on at 8 o'clock, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, you do your thing, whatever, during the day. You settle it. It's 5 o'clock. Boom, 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 you know.
Right. Not 8 o'clock, then the game goes 11. If it's extra, it goes 11:30, 12. You're like, let's get this over with already. I got to get a bed.
I got Patty making me dinner. Patty, what are you going to have tomorrow night? I know she's listening with Mom. I even have Mom on the phone.
Hey, Mom.
Today.
Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Mrs. AC, right?
Yeah. Mrs. AC. Mom is going to turn 94 on October 30th.
God bless her. Happy birthday.
And you know where she'll be. Jack just called it. Where's she going to be? Everybody knows about Mima.
I gotta go. Cool. I gotta go to AC with mom. Know. You know what I mean?
She hits. She
that's
hits.
I'm saying. I know.
It's unbelievable.
I need some luck.
I know. So that's very cool. But
that's awesome.
But anyway, back to the Mets. I mean, that. So I'm watching that game the other night. I mean, Citi Field was just rocking.
Yeah.
From the before the first pitch. I mean, you know.
No. They were ready. They were into that from the first time to.
I guess
first pitch until whatever.
Right, they're thinking it's probably our last game of the year, maybe.
Could be, yeah, right. You know,
unless
right.
they get to the series, but they stepped it up a notch.
How about Alonso stepping up in the playoffs?
Oh, my God. I follow the Mets, too, but a lot of Met fans down on Alonso.
Oh, they want to get – I told you, during the game, fourth inning,
yeah.
third inning, they wanted to get rid of him in the other series. I said he's going to hit the home run. He did hit the home run, and he's been great ever since.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the guy. You
me
know.
Too.
I mean, the Yankees kind of need a first baseman, truthfully. Rizzo's had his moments here.
Yeah,
but
I think Rizzo's got old quick.
On.
He got old quick.
Yeah,
but he signed next year. He signed.
I think he's got another year left on the contract. But, I mean, I know.
Well,
you
we can't sign Soto and Alonso, though. I don't think we can.
Can we? Can we? We're doing the finger to the head.
Maybe. We might be able to squeeze him in.
I did see Hal Steinbrenner on that field last night post-game, and Hal was very excited about the Yankees making it.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. But he's no George. You know what I mean?
He's no George.
Okay, we got Billy back. Let's try and get
Okay. Billy, we're now involved with Mets discussion. What's your thoughts on Mets-Dodgers tonight?
Well, see, I like the series. I'm a little bit concerned because the Dodgers definitely have the better talent. I was happy that Pete Alonso hit a home run because I'm worried about them giving him a new contract next year. But I think that, you know, they got to start out strong tonight because if they don't get off early, the Dodgers have too much talent in there. I mean, the way that they're playing, putting up 8-9 runs a game, it's hard for anybody to beat the Dodgers, let alone the Yankees.
Right.
Well, yeah, Dodgers are... Yeah, tonight, I mean, they go into bullpen, so the Mets should be, like Billy said, they got to get on them early, take the lead, and then close from there. And then I think it happened in Game 7.
Well, what did we say? Senga? No, Senga. Today's pitching. I'm sorry.
Mania.
Mania has just been fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely.
That. He's a great story. I was reading about him, too, his history, how he had to come back and everything from different things and stuff.
Injuries,
and then he was with Oakland for a while. And,
yeah.
Right, but that great story. Yeah. And everyone says about him, the press, that he's a great guy. And I did see him interviewed after one of the games, I guess when he pitched really well last week. And a great guy. I was like, I like this guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of cool. And he's become their ace, so they've got him going tonight.
Right, against the bullpen, so you should be able to hopefully steal this one.
Billy?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be tough for the Mets tonight. I really do because the Dodgers have been on the road for a couple of days, and they're going back home to their fan base.
Right.
I think it's going to be a tough situation for the Mets, but I hope they do good. I want them to do, but I just don't know, you know?
Right. Well, the Dodgers have a lot, and Ohtani started to get going back at Citi Field. He hit a monster.
Oh, he hit a bomb.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
He's still going.
I mean, but how can you? It's like, you know, Billy, like, you know, your phone's going back and forth there. But you might have heard us saying that, you know, like we talked about the New York audience. If it's New York against New York, not the whole country doesn't get into it. But New York, L.A., you've got that whole Judge against Ohtani and everybody else, from Freddie Freeman to Mookie Betts and the Yankees now have and the Yankees have Giancarlo again now. So he's hot as heck. It's just
and Soto.
And Soto.
Right. Let's not forget him.
Billy, Soto keeps adding zeros onto that check, Billy, you know?
Yeah, but I think he's going to want to play for the Yankees. I think that, you know, they've shown him nothing but great things. And I think that if you think about it from a player standpoint, it'd be probably the best place for him to be. And he already likes everybody, so it seems like he's happy, fun playing baseball. I think he should resign with the Yankees. Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. I'm sorry, you want to...
No, go ahead.
It's amazing to think we know this, but when they repeat it. They said it last night in the middle of after the home run. You know how old he is?
He'll be 26 in a week, I think.
He's still 25 years old.
That's insane, right? When
he
think about it. I remember seeing him Remember when he came up with the Nationals, and I'm like, this kid was like, what was he, 17, 18? Yeah. I'm like, and it feels like he's been in the league for 20 years. He's only 25 years old. Right.
He's got a ring with them. He already went from them to the Padres. You know, he did well with the Padres. They didn't win, but they had a good run with him. And then here he comes to the Yankees.
He's 25. He's only 25 years old.
25. He's already made probably $90 million already.
Right.
Like, you know. Right, so it's just absolutely amazing. But so this is great now. So we can, Yankee fans, you can take a break for a couple of days.
Got to Friday.
Head down to Aruba, take a break, come back. You know, but we're going to watch the Mets and go from there. And I think we're going to do a commercial break, and then I think we're looking for coffee. And then we're going to look for a cup of coffee after that. Right, because
You need to pick me up.
I need coffee. So folks, we will be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Q Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, gosh. That the sounds and smells of fresh coffee. Oh, wait! That must mean it's time for Coffee's Corner. You Coffee's little moment to do a rage and bring up a subject that's really burned his butt. You Coffee, take the floor.
Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now. Coffee Sports... I messed up now, too. You rub off on me. Coffee's Corner is sponsored by Tissues.
Yay!
If you use tissues, you need tissues. Tissues is a tissue box cover with the trash can already attached. Check them out at tissues.com. Now, over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, remember our Monday through Friday auctions on Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles. This past week, we had some auctions off Ron Darling jersey, Luis Severino and Clark Schmidt baseballs, Doug Hamilton
nice.
Signed puck from the Devils. And as always, on every Friday is LT Friday at Coffee Sports.
Right.
And this week we did an LT signed jersey.
Oh, wow.
So every Friday we'll do something for LT, the jersey, photo,
nice.
Whatever. That's actually awesome. This week was a mini helmet. I'm sorry. This week was a mini helmet. But
okay.
And we still have the 10% off on our entire site for our listeners. All you have to do is ask me how, Jim. How
do you do that, you?
I'm glad you asked, Jim.
Dun, 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 dun.
For all our listeners, just go to our site, CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com, and enter the promo code EXPRESS for the JTBT Express show.
I like it.
EXPRESS.
I like it.
Just type in the promo EXPRESS, EXPRESS,
oh, okay.
And you'll receive 10% off our entire site. And follow us on all social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, especially YouTube, all the same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles.
We are growing, baby. We are growing.
We are growing.
Love it.
So it really grinds my gears. You know what, Jim?
What peeved you today, you?
You know what, Jim? When your team makes a World Series, it's not a lot. So it really grinds my gears. You know what, Jim?
What peeved you today, you?
You know what, Jim? When your team makes a World Series, there's not a lot to really to gripe about.
Right, we're good right now.
But I think I'm going to find something. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to find something.
Mr. Coffee, we know that.
And I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I think a lot more people are talking about the streaming services. And it came to a head on Thursday because you had the football game.
Right.
And you had the baseball playoffs, the Yankee. That was a good Yankee game.
Right.
And a lot of people went, because you can't just flip back and forth when you have the third-party streaming.
No, that was the Amazon game.
Right. So then you got to wait and go back to your regular cable. So a lot of people just turned off the streaming and went to the Yankees because it was more important. It was a better game.
Right.
So
I think Broncos-Saints was
the
game. Ugh.
And I think that you know, people are starting to see it my way, saying that this is, you know, you can't flip around. You like to flip around, especially in different, if there's multiple games on the same sport or even different sports. There's so much to go back and forth with.
Right.
So that's about it, but we're really just happy about our Yankees in the World Series.
Okay, but you know, just for a minute there with that streaming thing, though, because I'm another one. I love those Thursday night games. And if it's just the game, the Amazon game, even though that'll drive you crazy, though, because you still want to switch over and
on
watch
commercials.
Ranger hockey and all that stuff.
Exactly.
But you can't do it with the streaming. So we've had people since we've had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and people are responding, well, you two old farts.
Right, but now people are starting to see it our way, Jim.
They're like, well, you don't have to have it with the cable. Use your iPad. Yeah. Use your laptop.
I know.
You know, and other ways to find to watch the games.
Yeah, so exactly.
I did do that with the other night. I broke out the iPad, so now I got an iPad going, I got a TV going.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what you have to do nowadays.
But then it's too confusing. Well, again, we're old.
Right, our oldness gets us messed up.
But unfortunately,
it is what it is. It is what it is.
Streaming is what it is. But it is a great point, though, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, since you're talking about that, and we haven't even gotten to football, we're about to in a minute, but it's a game like that. It always makes me laugh that the networks make that a buildup. Oh, it's the return of Sean Payton
to
New Orleans. Does anybody, excuse me, Jack, does anybody give a rat's about a game like that?
On the dump button.
Thank you. We're on the dump button. Right? Who really cares that Sean Payton got? How is that going? You're watching the game. Sean Payton standing there with his clipboard.
Well, I guess if you were a Saints fan back then, that's all cares. That's the only one who's going to care about that.
I mean, he did they had an incredible run, won a Super Bowl, Drew Brees, yada, yada, yada. But,
right.
You know. But to go back, and it's like, that's the build-up for the game. Oh, it's Sean Payton coming back.
Hey, by the way, it's 25-10 Jaguars in London over the Patriots right now.
Oh, that's right. We do have a little London game going on.
Last game in London.
Oh, my God, that's
last
right.
Last game in London.
That's right. Okay. Okay, folks, we still have a few minutes here. So first thing we have to do, thank you very much, Coffee's Corner.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Coffee Sports Collectibles, Tissued, right? Great topic. Your topics are better and better every week, man.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable, you know? But anyway, let's just jump over, and Billy's still there too, I think. So we want to jump into a couple of amazing college day yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
Because it begs to a lot of questions about who's number one in college, right? What happened with the games, you or Billy? There was some major upsets, right?
Yeah.
I just think Georgia is the best team in the league, and they showed me a lot of power by winning yesterday. But there's so many dang upsets.
I know.
Alabama to lose two out of three weekends.
I know.
That just shows you that it's different.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's like more wide open now, right? Because you have all the big teams are losing. So I think the playoffs is going to be something to watch because I think anyone almost can beat anyone.
I mean, for Texas to lose, you know, right?
Yeah, I thought Texas would have been much better yesterday. They
But it shows you, like Billy's saying, it shows you, too, that Georgia's still, you know, the top five team, obviously. And so, I don't know. Now, it's
Alabama lost again.
And Alabama loses again, right? I mean, there were so many different things. And I'm thinking, just jumping around here, right, that with the seedings and a pair, who's going to be number one, which I think comes out today, actually, Sunday.
It should come out sometime today, but I'm going to say it's going to be, you know, who... Oregon.
Right.
Oregon probably going to be number one.
They were number two. They blew out Purdue 35-0 on Friday.
Right.
I can't see why it wouldn't be their turn to be
number one.
Who
can jump them if they win 35-0? So they have to be number, they have to be number one.
Right. They're quite a team. But all these other teams, I kind of, like you're saying, I kind of get a kick out of it, though. All the big boys, you know, Bama, the Dogs, right? You know, Texas, who are making a comeback.
Right.
They've had some down years. But they're all the big boys. Well, they're getting their butts handed to them right now, right?
Right.
You know, which is kind of nice to see for college.
Like Tennessee
football.
To come in there now. They haven't been really relevant in years, so.
And actually, it kind of leads to the story of here at Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, home of Rutgers on the banks of the old Raritan. We are the premier radio station for them. And they had a big game yesterday at Rutgers against UCLA. You went, right?
I was at that game yesterday,
I was able to help get tickets. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
But how was that experience there? Incredible,
it was great atmosphere. I mean, fans were into it. They were loud. They were there early. And it was a good atmosphere. Rutgers hung in there. I mean, they lost by three, but it was a good game. And, I mean, they had a lot of yards, over 400 yards of offense for Rutgers.
I mean, it's so funny, the changing world of college sports, college football especially, with the Pac-10, Pac-12 gone now and everything else.
Right.
So somebody, a friend of mine was making a joke, oh, it's that traditional Rutgers-UCLA rivalry here in New Brunswick. You know, the team only comes 3,000 miles on a Thursday to play Saturday and go back home.
Yeah.
These games are crazy. The schedules are unbelievable now.
Well, not in Big Ten. If they're going to face a lot of big-time schools. Right. Nebraska, you know, UCLA, Wisconsin.
So it goes back to us with the streaming. So now college football is just not the same.
USC next Friday night from the Rose Bowl.
Oh, we're getting the update. Rutgers is playing at USC.
At the Rose Bowl.
History, baby. History.
Let's go, Rutgers.
That's so cool, you know. But anyway, so college football, it's at its peak.
How about Army and Navy doing?
Yeah. Right.
Both undefeated.
The military program's doing very well. That's going to make the Army-Navy game tremendous.
Well, next week, Navy Notre Dame at MetLife.
Oh, okay, great. That's always a great game.
That'd be great, yeah.
I actually went to one of those.
I used to go when they were in MetLife.
Oh, okay. That's a great game as well, too. So, a lot of college. It's unbelievable. We've got about 5 minutes left, though, so we got to get to our NFL, boys. Because we have to start out with our local one right here. Okay. Giants at 1 o'clock playing the Eagles.
Guess who's back?
And Saquon is back to MetLife. Billy, what do you think about that?
Well, it's pretty incredible because, you know, I've been a Giants season ticket holder for a long time.
Right.
And I was looking at Saquon last week. He didn't have a good game.
Right.
And I know from a former player standpoint, you probably are looking forward to the week after. And I think that's what he was doing. So I think it's going to be tough for the Giants fans because he's going to come in here ready to go, and he wants people to know that he is an outstanding running back. And I kind of feel bad for the Giants because even though Philadelphia's got some problems, they got more talent than the Giants.
Right. Yeah, I know the Eagles are really having a tough year, including their head coach Sirianni, right? He's kind of a wise guy.
And you see last week when he was attacking the fans? I mean, once you start doing that, there's a lot of problems.
He started to get his payback, I think, for being the kind of a guy he is. You know, I don't think they're loving him down in Philly right now. Saquon as well, but it's an interesting thing because let's face it, and I'm a Giant fan and everything, and I love Saquon too. So you do, I mean, that's what you do with these games. He comes on the field at 1 o'clock today at 12:50. You give him a nice standing ovation. Thank you, Saquon. Then the game starts, and now he's an Eagle.
Wow, you think he'll get a standing ovation? You think he'll get booed?
Well, that's what I think he should get.
Because he said he don't expect to get booed.
I think.
It's the New York market. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I think he'll get cheered.
Well, he'll get 200 yards probably today, easily.
Yeah. Yeah, the game itself, I don't know. You know, like you said, the Eagles are very up and down. The Giants, this Daniel Jones, I just don't know.
I think, yeah.
Right, Billy, I just don't know what to make of these Giants, you know?
Yeah, but see, they're playing hard. But what you have to look at, though, is do you play hard for the coach?
Right.
And they've been playing hard for him. Even though Danny Jones has proven that he's not really the guy, they play hard for him. They got an offensive tackle, Arthur Thomas, who's out, and I think that's going to hurt them. So, it's just that – and then Malik Nabers is back, so that could help the Giants. And they need to step up big time to make an impact. Otherwise, the season might be over quickly.
I think isn't Malik bringing a special guest with him, Travis Scott, to the game today? The concert. Come on, you. Get with it, man.
Come on, man.
This isn't John Mellencamp. Let's go with the times, you know?
Exactly. That was a bad one, Jim.
That wasn't at all. I got a laugh out of Billy. Billy's laughing all the way at the airport on that one. But, you know, actually, with the great baseball playoffs, the schedule is not that great this week, in my opinion, looking at the games. Giants-Eagles is one. There's another 1 o'clock game. I think it would be interesting. Lions-Vikings. What do you guys think? That's a good one, right?
Yeah, it's a division game. Probably for the division, right? Yeah, that's going to be should be a really good game in Minnesota.
Right, in Minnesota, right?
How about the
Kansas City plays the 49ers in a rematch of the Super Bowl.
Well,
and then the Jets play on Monday night.
Yeah.
That's, and that should be good with their new receiver.
Well,
we've got a lot of good football left.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm jumping ahead there. That's 1 o'clock games. But, right, the 4 o'clock game is a beauty.
Yeah,
it's a Super Bowl rematch, right, exactly. And then, that leads into the Jets are still an interesting
season. Yeah, the Jets night, the Mets night.
And you've got here in New York, once again, we have Sunday night, 8 o'clock. We got Mets, Dodgers, and we got Jets, Steelers.
Minx, same,
Minx. Oh, there's a buyer state. You little minx, you. Nice. That's actually a big story. It's a great series. It's going to game 5 tonight. And it's, that's Sunday night as well. That's a night game as well, I think.
8 o'clock baseball.
That's an 8 o'clock game as well.
Yeah, so, it could be a New York have a champion tonight.
Billy, you keep up with the WNBA, right? It's great stuff, actually. They've been good, really good games, too.
Absolutely, and their fan base has gone up tremendously. They were telling me the other day how many fans are averaging per game, and everybody's salary is going to go up next season. So it's just a great year for sports, and the WNBA is finally coming to the light where people are going to give them the justice that they need.
Yeah, and, let's face it, it goes back, no doubt, Angel Reese, forgive me her name too, but Caitlin Clark, though, is the one that has brought so much, so many eyes to this league.
Well, they're both rookies, so they're both,
I think they both made, I know she made all league. She's one of the all-league players, too. But she's great. She's handling this so well. And think about it. She hasn't had a break in about a year and a half, right?
Right,
she went right from college. Right into the draft and right to the pros. So it's been a great story. Yeah. But,
so she'll love this offseason, I'm sure, right?
Right. So, but anyway, sports-wise, we got about a minute left, guys. So sports-wise, this is great. So what do we think? We think the Mets are going to win tonight and go to Game 7?
Game 7, baby.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to go 7. It's going to go 7.
You think so?
Yeah.
The Dodgers are going to win tonight, and it's going to be over.
Uh-oh, there we go. There we go.
There's Billy. Pissing off all of them fans.
I love it. Billy, the New Yorkers are like, hey, Taylor, what are you talking about? But it should be a great game, and it's Sunday night, and then you flip over, you got the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, and his new boy Devontae Adams. Oh man, I'm telling you, it's great to be a sports fan right now, especially here in New York, guys.
And how about the New York Rangers? 9 out of possible 10 points to start the year. They're starting off amazing.
And as the famous words from Boomer aside, nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Wait, it wasn't Boomer. It was the other one. But yeah.
Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer. They're the greatest line ever. But anyway, the most important story, The New York Yankees are in the World Series.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, all right. First time in 15 years. So that's really cool.
And let's go, Yankees.
Friday. So whatever. Now we want to get the Metsies in there, and that would be fun. But we'll take the Dodgers, too.
We'll beat them. We'll be whoever comes and wins.
And so many games, and oh, my God, it's unbelievable. So, but okay, I think we're done. We're out of here, guys. Billy, thank you, sir.
See you, Billy.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Okay,
thank you,
guys. You, Coffee, Jim? The best. Thank you again.
Safe trip, Billy.
Okay, and guys, have a great sports week, and we'll be back then.